Behold, how good and how pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head, running down upon the beard of Aaron, running down on the collar of his robes. It is like the dew of Hermon, which falls on the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord has commanded the blessing, life forevermore. May we pray. Our Father, for the unity which we have in the calling to thy kingdom's work, we give thee thanks. And for the privilege of coming together in worship in this place, we thank thee. As we gather, we pray that thou wouldst confront us with thy presence, so that we, as did the men of old, know that surely thou art with us in our midst. For we pray in Christ's name. Amen.
Our scripture lesson this morning is found in the second chapter of the book of Acts, verses 43 through 47. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. And all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they sold their possessions and goods and distributed them to all, as any had need. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they partook of food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved.
As chairman of the Student Coordinating Council this year, it was my decision to use this, our first chapel service, to introduce to you again the students whom you have elected to serve you this year, and also to place before you a symbol of the community which we hold so dear to us. As a part of our new year, we hope that since our committees have not been completely formed yet, that we might encourage you to participate on some of these functions, or in some of these functions of their SCC. At this time, I'd like to introduce to you each of the members of the Student Coordinating Council. We'll begin with the committees. Our athletic committee, whose chairman is Mr. Herb Hash. As the athletic committee chairman, his functions will include our intramural sports and many of our sports, such as our student faculty softball game, which was a total loss a few days ago, and several other activities throughout the year. I believe this fall he has planned our golf program and football and tennis and basketball in the second semester. Thank you, Herb. Our devotional committee is headed by Mr. Colin Harris. It was his responsibility to make arrangements for this chapel service, and he will have two chapel services each month. We hope during this time to use perhaps some drama, some unusual chapel services. We hope to use a great deal of student participation, and we hope that you will work with Colin in this task. Our drama committee is headed by Mr. Doug Lee. It's the function of the drama committee to perform in several instances during the year, perhaps this year in connection with the missions conference, and perhaps in connection with some of our chapel services. Thank you, Doug. Our ethics committee is headed by Mr. Randy Michaud. Our ethics committee is one of our very important committees, who brings before us several speakers during the year in ethics forums. Perhaps this year, during a symposium, we'll discuss several of the issues which are so vital to us as seminary students. Thank you. Our extension committee is headed by Mr. Larry Pridgen. It's the function of the extension committee to reach out beyond the seminary walls and to serve in some of the nursing homes and children homes in a radius of the seminary here. We hope that you'll participate in some of these services. I found that some of these services where we go out and try to meet the needs around seminary have been some of the most maturing experiences I've had since I've been here. Thank you, Larry. Our music committee this year is headed by Mr. Joe Knopf. It's the function of the music committee to promote music on our campus. Since we do not have a full-fledged music department, we consider this committee very important and hope that you'll work with Joe in whatever projects he may come up with and through our other mediums of music here on campus. Thank you, Joe. Our social committee is headed by Miss Nancy Brooks. It's the function of our social committee to have such functions as our seminary picnic, which we've just enjoyed. And throughout the year, we'll bring campuses, movies to the campus, and several other functions. We hope to include in our social functions this year some discussion groups and such interesting ideas as that. Our welfare committee is headed by Mr. Bob Burton. This committee is primarily responsible for working with the Student Activities Director, Dr. Donald Moore, and aiding students on campus who need the aid of the Welfare Committee and who need student aid. We hope that you'll not feel embarrassed or shy about approaching Bob. Already we've had him working this year, and we hope that if there is some need that arises in your family or in your situation here on campus, that you will see Bob Burton. Thank you, Bob. I'd like to introduce to you the representatives whom you've elected to represent you this year. Our senior representatives are Mr. Ed Kay, Ms. Brenda Taff, and Mr. Gordon Porter. Our Midler representatives are Mr. Lynn Reddick, Mr. Joe Capel, and Mr. Joel Drinkard. In expressing the proposals of the SCC this year, I don't want to labor you with a lot of details, but I would like to tell you about some of the things that we have in mind for the new year, some of our goals. There are going to be several changes in the organization of the SCC this year. We hope to add at least one new committee, which I hope will in time become permanent, a publicity committee. We hope that through this committee that we can bring to campus information about events occurring in Raleigh and Durham and on the other campuses near us, and hope that by this means of publicity that you can take part in some of these lectures, concerts, any form of entertainment on these other campuses, and particularly where our theological position is involved, such as last year at Duke. There were several speakers that many of us were interested in and just did not have the information available in time to attend these lectures and functions there. Also, we hope to enlarge the work of several of our committees. This is a slow process, perhaps, but I believe a very meaningful one, and we want to encourage you to help with these committees. Many of them have not been completely formed yet, and we'd like to encourage our junior students particularly to take part on these committees, to volunteer your services to one of these people in the area in which you're interested. Also this year, I hope that the student government can open a line of communication which has at times been closed between the faculty, administration, and student body. I think that with some factual information, with some immediately available information, that we can combat many of the problems that we've had here in the past. I believe that one of our real problems has been communication. And I hope that this year, by announcing our Student Coordinating Council meetings, that we can encourage many students who are not on the council to attend these meetings. All of the meetings of the entire SCC will be open to the entire student body. And at these meetings, we'll be discussing the problems of the seminary, the projects that we intend to perform, and we hope that you'll come and to meet with us, and that you'll find out this information, that maybe this way we can open this line of communication. Also, I would like to mention that in the very near future, we'll be holding our junior class elections for representatives to the SCC. We will also elect a graduate representative and a certificate representative. I hope that you'll be looking for the publicity of these elections on our bulletin boards in Appleby Building, and that you'll certainly participate in the election. Several of you will be interested in running for these positions, and I hope all of you will take enough interest to certainly vote. I'd like to encourage each of you to volunteer your services this year, to participate in the Student Coordinating Council. The purpose of the Student Coordinating Council is to represent you, to represent your ideas, and to make them known to our faculty and to our administration. And we hope that you will participate. Last spring, I mentioned the fact that when I first came to seminary, I was not particularly interested in student government. I had been in student government in college and had just about had enough student government, I thought. But I have found that the people who criticize most are those who are not active in the organization. And I found that this was a very accessible channel for communicating my ideas and for participating in the seminary. And so I decided to get involved this way. And I hope that you'll make that same decision. I hope that you'll be willing to participate in the activities here on campus this year, and that you'll come to these meetings and to find out just exactly what is being done here for you. This morning, I would like to express to you a very real concern of mine. In the year 1951, when the seminary was first founded, the student body of Southeastern Seminary bought these two rings. The object of this purchase was to express a community found here on this campus, unlike any other school they had ever attended. With these two rings, which they had inscribed on one, students for faculty, both for God, and on the other, faculty for students, both for God, they hoped by this symbol to communicate the idea of a community, a very open fellowship which we enjoy here. These rings will remain in the administration building as a symbol of this community which we as students and faculty and administration enjoy. This morning, as a part of our Student Coordinating Council Chapel program, I have asked Dr. Binkley, if he would, to come and to speak to us for just a few moments on his concept of the community which we have here and as a symbol of his participation in this community which we are so proud of. Dr. Binkley.
Mr. Chairman, members of the council, and friends. It certainly is a joy to participate in the life and work of the Student Coordinating Council, which was established, as the Constitution indicates, to assist the administration in the coordination of the activities of the students of this entire seminary. I have been asked to say a word about community. Dr. Sanders of the University of Kentucky, a productive scholar, has written a book entitled Making Good Communities Better. This is a good community. I am sure that it is our intention to make this good community a better community. We have tried to define this community as a community of faith and of learning. And I draw attention in these moments to three words: community, faith, learning. A community is a group of people united by very strong ties for the well-being of all. If one studies the etymology of the word community, he will find that it means to bind together, it means to participate, and it means to bind together and to participate in the interest of all members of the group. This is the kind of community this is to be. A community of faith is difficult to define. The word faith has a variety of meanings, but it has two primary meanings. Faith is the confidence of the mind in the power of truth. And in the second place, faith is the trust of a person in another trustworthy person. And learning also has a double meaning. Learning is the body of knowledge which has been thought out and wrought out by honest minds. Much of it is recorded and is available to succeeding generations. But in the second place, and I think perhaps even more significantly, faith is a quest for knowledge. It is the struggle, creatively, to see and to add to the body of knowledge. I should like to think, Mr. Chairman, that we have here a group of people who are bound together in the interest of all, who have confidence in the power of truth and are committed to God in trust, a group of people who reflect upon the knowledge that has been achieved and who participate also in the struggle for the mastery of ideas and for the advancement of learning and of wisdom on the frontiers of life in our time. In such a community, every individual is treated as a person. He is accepted as a person. He is understood as a person. He is appreciated as a person. All of this, I believe, is in harmony with the teaching of the New Testament that we are members one of another. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for ideas which are the objects of intellectual contemplation. We thank Thee for the joy of fellowship with persons engaged in the process of learning. We are especially thankful for the opportunity to live and work with men and women who have responded affirmatively to the invitation to seek first Thy kingdom and Thy righteousness. Help us by Thy grace to accept one another, to understand one another, to appreciate one another, and to serve one another in the Spirit of Jesus Christ.